recording.
Yeah, we ready.
This live shit. It's
been so long. That's my guy. Let's all right, y'all. Yo, we in the building.
We in the building.
Yo, yo.
Tune in and lock in.
It's been a minute. It's been a long time. Whoop. I shouldn't have left you. Yeah. The pod is back in the building, y'all. Whoop. Uh-oh. Y'all hear that woo? Y'all ain't heard it like that in a while. Uh-oh.
What?
I would say we got a special guest, but this ain't a guest. This ain't a guest.
Big black nigga.
This ain't a guest.
I know.
This ain't a guest. This ain't a guest, y'all. When Lett is back in the building. Meow, meow, meow,
meow.
Come back to you with the live news, live tunes. I got all the music. Stay tuned. Turn your motherfucking radio.
Let's go.
We are back in the building, y'all. Oh, my God. The Woo 508, the podcast. We with everything right now. I got Liza to the right of me, Quincy over to the right, Willette to the left, and Chantel in the far left.
Okay,
and Brittany is over there by the table.
Hey, Brittany! Yeah.
It feel like we back at home, y'all. This feel good.
A family reunion.
This feel good. Willette, what you been up to, man? Let us know, man.
All right, guys. So I'm being a slave for the government.
Oh, that's I respect
but
this.
We all are.
But I'm also in the transition of trying to find a new job.
Okay.
Just so you know, because your girl didn't leave. It's just money calls.
Yeah. Oh, respect, yeah. respect.
Okay. Talk about
it. No, we totally get that. We totally get it. But so, okay, but so this job now, now you don't really fuck with this one right now.
No. Really? Okay. But the benefits are good.
I don't even really know what the benefits.
Well, she said she tried to leave class.
But you got them, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no. The only thing that sounded nice was the pension.
Oh,
and
okay,
I heard you get that when you're 50.
I'm going to say, you got to wait. So, you got a ways to go for that.
Nothing much at the job for me to wait for, besides the postal letters and stuff. So, I don't like the job.
Well, looking forward to the future.
Yes.
Looking forward to the future.
Yes.
Looking forward
speaking to the future. Into existence, yes. Something great is going to come.
Absolutely.
Man, I've been seeing 11-11 a lot lately. Ooh. Oh, you making that wish?
Ooh.
Oh,
no.
Ooh. Okay.
Even last night around 1 o'clock, 1-11. Too many ones.
So you into the angel numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I respect
that. I need to start getting into that, too.
No, 420.
Like 420. 420
p.m. or a.m. 420 p.m. or a.m.
All of them.
Wait, what's the difference between a.m. and p.m.?
Well, I feel like at 420 a.m.
You know what you're doing at 420.
That's a fucking 420. That's a fucking 420.
That's
a different type of 420. 420 p.m. You in the car.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, that brings me though, Chantel. That's a great segue you just brought up there. You said 4:20 a.m. is what hours?
The fucking 4:20.
Okay, well, we got the Fuck Master 3000 over here.
Oh,
you know, she got her. You know, she got herself
a man.
I
made a little boo boo.
She posted her OnlyFans video on Snapchat.
OnlyFans debut.
When is the page coming? Are we getting a
never.
Page or
how much
it was
is
just
the
an accident?
Never. $100 a pop. Right.
Wait. Speaking of 420, fucking.
Whoa.
It's like, is it cool to wake up shorty at 4 and like wake her up? Like,
of course.
You know, little, give her a little nudge and like,
wait,
wake
y'all
her
be,
up.
Wait.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie.
You know,
it depends on my mood. When I'm laying next to her, I'll be in and out of sleep thinking that you're gonna come find me at some point.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'll be ready.
You don't even wait?
You don't. I'll be knocked out, but I'll be open. I'll be down.
Wayne is a lucky nigga.
Oh my God.
I don't wait for nothing.
No.
And he's all polite. He's like, well, you were sleeping. I'm like, what? Take your penis and slap it on my lips. Just like,
oh, but I was too explicit.
I went out with my friends last night.
Oh, Liza was turned. What'd you do, Liza?
We actually went to Ella's for trivia. Shout out to my girls.
Shout out to Ella's.
Shout out to Ella's, yeah, with the great nachos.
I never heard of that.
That's what we have. But we were talking, and I thought it was interesting because we were all talking, and then we were talking about, like, sexual positions. And I said that I like a finger in my butt.
Whoa.
Oh. Liza! Whoa.
And
they all looked at me.
They gasped like, and I was like, "Is that not common for women? Y'all don't like that?" It's
ladies,
silent.
Ladies.
It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite thing.
No.
I've heard. It's not my forte. I just feel like, why you want to be back there? A lot of things happen back there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, I want to be back there.
It's not my favorite thing, but depending, you can't go in with it. You gotta slowly get in it. Some niggas, they be trying to force the shit in there. Like, relax,
bro. No, I'm talking
about
a real thumb, not a.
Yes, Liza, that's what we're talking about.
Why do you just want to dangle your thumb in my ass?
What? Grip on what?
Grip.
What are you gripping back there?
Quasi, what are you gripping?
I'm just saying. I'm trying
to hang
on.
Quasi. He said it all wrong.
Quasi, I know you did just the grip.
I see what you mean when you did that. I see what you mean.
Wait, Quasi, you like when they play with your prostate?
He is not talking about himself.
I don't like it the other way around.
Okay, my bad.
Cue playing.
I'm not into that.
All right, wait. That happened to me. I was in shock. So, uh-oh. I'm like riding, I'm going, cowgirl. All of a sudden, he just goes like, yeah, put your finger in my ass.
I was like, no.
What
was your next move?
I did it because
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yo.
You should have seen him there. No, but I honestly really want to know, what is the feeling in there? Like,
that's where a man's G spot is.
I honestly feel like he was lying.
A man's G spot is in there.
No, I know it's not there.
Yeah, I know.
Until you get that real first orgasm.
No, there's no. I had an orgasm already.
Not the real one. Not the G-spot orgasm. The G-spot orgasm is a different type of orgasm.
I'm just saying.
Well, we got it. It didn't take us long to get into the freaky shit.
It really did, Liza.
How you know we're a bunch of horny-ass bitches up here? Because it didn't take long to talk about sex.
I was talking about waking Shorty up. Liza had to turn
Liza.
It up.
Liza! That was definitely Liza.
Yeah, no, Liza was talking about something. Damn.
But you saw the face she was making at my story, but she came with a thumb in the ass.
Not just to my child, please.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Liza. I deleted the shit. Only 8 people saw my ass.
She said, child, and 8 people.
That's 8 people. Yeah, how you was talking before. You was like, niggas was in there.
People talk.
Niggas was in the DMs talking about, I like the way you moan.
Damn.
We
just laughed about it.
Right. Chantel Sharp.
Shout out to the bad boy for life.
Not Chantel Sharp.
Period.
Oh,
fuck
God.
It. Let me get the sharp
Speaking
bag,
of
too.
Sharp, that was a very interesting video.
The audio.
Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Sound
oh,
like he was yeah. fucking the shit out of her.
Yeah.
And then he started.
What was disgusting about it, Liza? You couldn't even see anything.
Testosterone shits right now.
The hard pills. The hard pills. But let me ask y'all. Do y'all think that was on purpose, or do you think it was actual accident?
I feel like it was on purpose. Intentional, I should say.
On purpose.
Yeah.
After the testosterone thing, pill, it sounds purposeful.
Yeah. Now that, once he started promoting the hard
like,
pills.
But I feel like, I feel like maybe that was damage control, though. I mean,
I can see that.
You make it an opportunity. Not the pussy. There was no pussy involved, ma'am.
First of all,
my pussy was not out. I'm going to clarify this. It was a back video. No pussy.
No dick was seen. What brand deal you got now?
It was recorded in the mirror. It was.
You need to get you a Blue Chew deal.
I'll take any money for that comes. Not any money, because not all money is good money. I didn't even try to go that route. I was just trying to have fun with my nigga. Like, that's it.
I'm actually starting to think you like Shannon Sharp. How did you post the video on Snapchat? Like,
because the button to save is next to the ad story button.
Why
would
you record it on Snapchat? Like, why don't you record this on your regular camera?
I don't know.
Snapchat camera, nice camera though.
Okay.
And you can do shit with it.
That's what Shannon Sharp is doing, recording on his Snapchat.
That motherfucker went live. Yeah.
This wasn't a video. He went live. It was live.
Yeah.
But then they said there are a few steps you need to go live.
Does it?
But what if actually.
I never went live before.
You never felt a butt dial? I don't care. Butt dial and iPhone be glitching. You know, the moment a water touched the thing, the thing just started dancing.
Oh, yeah.
He was sweating on that phone.
Definitely.
It's a couple steps to get to alive, but it's easy. Like, if you leave your phone open, you throw it down, that shit will start sliding all around. So
that's a fact.
But there's just that nigga's crazy, nigga.
Honestly,
you say he's creepy.
In terms of that, like, I don't know. But
I don't like how he called his podcast Club Shay Shay. Really? Why you say it like that?
That. I feel like in damage control, the way you said it, I feel it was that type of damage control. Like, he's like, let me put this out there so people could stop saying those little rumors and making those little innuendos.
Yeah, they wanted to say he was gay.
Being gay, yeah. The thing is, I feel like it was intentional for that purpose.
There was also some controversy with what he did. I saw it. Someone else that's a newscaster, he or whatever he is, ESPN, whatever, sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone got fired for something like similar, but they didn't. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poppy is a freak. He be having strippers come through and going live and shit.
They fired him because of something over that, right?
Well, it was that. It was that one night. It was kind of wild, though. Like, he was smoking weed on live. He had the strippers in the back. Yeah. It was all in the camera. Fucking, yeah, but technically, we didn't see Shannon Sharpe fucking.
Right.
We just heard him. Who? That could have been anybody.
We didn't see I don't think Shannon Sharpe got any. He's not on no like ESPN on any platforms like that where he has to be like.
Well, he's on ESPN. He's on First Take
right now.
Yeah, he's on First Take all the time now.
They were mad he didn't get disciplined for that.
Yeah,
he probably did though. Okay. They was like, "We gonna find your ass."
Mm. Yeah, they probably did something. I wouldn't be surprised if they did something behind the scenes.
That effect, but it was promotion, so. It's a win-win.
I mean,
for
more
them.
People started having eyes on him and the show, probably.
It turned out to be a win-win for both of them, him and the company.
I mean, it's surprising only because ESPN is Disney, and they usually crack down on a lot of shit because it is connected to Disney.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they fired Jemele Hill pretty quick when she was just talking about politics. You know what I mean? So
I feel like they, you know, pick and choose.
Yeah. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
In anyway. Corporate America.
Anyway,
what's up with this list, Q?
I put
the first topic.
What? So, what topic is that?
Did you see it?
No. Yeah, I wrote it. Oh, okay. But I'm saying what?
The phone voice.
Yeah. So,
what the fuck does that mean?
That's so, y'all didn't see that.
You
online.
Little freak.
I didn't.
So Kamala, she did an interview with Charlamagne, and she was on the phone. She sounded kind of sexy on the phone.
Were people saying that?
That's all everybody was talking about on my Twitter feed.
Not on mine.
Who's on the phone?
Kamala. Kamala was on the phone, and I think she got a lot of votes just off that alone. Like, I think that might.
I don't think I heard that.
That
I
might bring
I
over there
when she came in.
Quasi said, "I need to hear that shit."
Yeah.
Nah. Look, fuck Kamala Harris.
Oh, here we go.
What the fuck?
I want to hear her. Yeah.
Protect black women.
Yeah. Pull up. Yeah. What is going? Wait. I need to ask Quasi a question.
Don't even.
I didn't know that's how you felt, Quasi. Can I just ask maybe like a couple sentences on why?
I got you.
Because she ain't doing shit for black people. You heard it out of her mouth. She ain't doing nothing for black folk.
Wait.
She came up with a whole plan for black men.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This is a
political
plan. Let's not go political.
Yeah, but we can talk politics.
Because,
thoughts and views of Quasi. Well, like,
what's up,
Alain? You know I'm here now.
I ain't jacking her.
So you jacking the other nigga?
I ain't jacking the other nigga.
Good question. Cause no, that's
no, awful. Why's it gotta go to that? There's plenty of other niggas.
No. It's two niggas.
It's two niggas. Because if you're not jacking that bitch, so you tell me you're voting for him?
I'm not voting for him
so
either.
So who you voting
you
for?
Wasted
you
wasted a vote.
Don't worry about who I'm voting for.
So no, he voting for him. That's a waste. Right. That's a waste of a vote.
Please shut the fuck up.
Yes, it is.
You know what?
It ain't he, a does, waste of a vote. He does.
Because this state, Massachusetts, is already a blue state. So I would love to see y'all change it to a red, but y'all ain't gonna do that. So it's already gonna. It ain't gonna be blue. It ain't gonna change from blue to red. And anyways, but I'm feeling for Jill Stein. That's who I'm gonna vote for. Yeah, y'all might not like that, but I'd rather not.
I know who that is.
I'm going to vote for Trump just because y'all don't like Trump. Y'all going to be talking shit about me voting for Trump.
No, it's not.
Well, she asked you.
Well, that's kind of right, but I feel like that's the assumption. That's the assumption.
It's not even that. I don't know that man to like that man. I don't know that man to not like him. It's just the shit he's saying as a black man. What are you, Quasi?
We're on a lot.
What's happening here?
Are you on a rock?
Twilight Zone.
I'm saying, all right. He referring to
sending our people back home. He building walls and shit. That's not racist. Mm-hmm.
That's not racist.
So what is it? Yeah, the side. So what is it?
I'm not saying it ain't racist. It ain't racist. All right. This
but country, you know your family ain't from here, right?
I know my family ain't from here, but my family came here appropriately. We can't be illegal.
Oh, the shade! Appropriate
Yeah, spicy, but whatever. You coming here appropriately. I don't mind niggas coming here inappropriately, too.
Wait, I'm just saying,
if you're going to come here inappropriately, you got to be good. You got to be good money. You can't be coming here
for that visa.
What's the appropriate?
You can't be coming.
What's the
disagree with that, too?
What's the appropriate way of entering? What are you talking about?
There are several different ways to come into this country.
Because niggas not walking through Mexico. Yeah. Well, everybody got green cards and they still taking their asses back home. So what are you saying? So
even people going through the appropriate route, it still takes a long time.
And
they have to spend a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Supposed to be attributing to America and the things that we need here and adding into the pot. So
the man literally said, this is the last voting if he wins. He said this is the last vote.
He can't do that.
Oh, but that's what he's saying online. Yeah. And he's
going to try. That's the fucked up part.
He has a lot of connections. Yeah.
He's going to try very hard.
And you don't think they'll listen to him?
Everybody think he's going to make a dictatorship. Why didn't he do that the first time?
Because he was feeling out the waters.
And do it. Why he do that the first time?
He did.
The thing is,
Brittany has a point. He thought he was coming back the second time. So he was going to shake shit up.
I mean,
if he gets in there, he's going to shut shit down. Yeah. I'm telling you, he's going to do everything that he wants to do with no recourse, no ill will. No, he's not going to care. That's
everyone
what I'm worried about.
Having to like go through the whole system of like making a law. Why is it when he talks though it's stamped?
Mm. Yeah,
because he's crazy.
I honestly, because he don't give no fucks. Because he actually not part
that's
of the problem. System. He not part of the system. That's why they don't like him as much.
And he was having secret meetings with Russia. Where you at, my nigga?
I know. At least you think you gonna trust Kamala to talk with Russians? I know.
Why
you ain't
not?
Gonna trust that.
I try.
I'll
take the chance.
We're not sitting down one-on-one having conversations. We talking government to government. It's not just her sitting down with Putin. Like, this is a government. We just need someone who's an appropriate leader of that.
Ain't appropriate.
I feel like, can we change the subject? Because I don't want to talk politics no more.
I don't think she's that great either. I don't think she's that great either.
A lot of people
don't, and
I get that. Exactly, that's my thing. A lot of people are not like shish boom bah rah rah for
him?
Her. I get
Quincy?
It, but we're talking.
Do we want him, Quincy?
Yeah, Quincy.
Stop what you want, Quincy.
I know this land was built on immigrants. All right, so. Obviously, and I don't. I know. He said he's going to deport people, but he only going to.
He only going. He only going to
deport the people that are causing violence out here. He only going to deport the people.
You think
that
so?
The
police, that's what you say.
Immunity. He's giving the police. He's giving the police immunity. Now all bad cops bad. No, but for the ones that are bad, what happens to them?
Immunity. That's big.
That's your friend.
That's not
my man,
bro.
Stand by your friend.
Yo, for real.
My thing is like,
stand by your friend.
What is it, Q?
If you like it, I love it.
My thing is, even if, you know, that shit can't come true or whatever, the fact that he's speaking this shit out loud, the fact that that's the thought process he's going with, that's just as dangerous. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that rallies up the troops, his fucking soldiers. Like, we forget them niggas stormed the Capitol, nigga.
They sure the fuck did.
That was crazy, nigga.
Very.
Is, I know we.
And they gonna storm some more shit.
Yeah, the second he get in there, if he does, he's gonna turn on your ass. So don't think that he's gonna stand by your side. All the
he voted for jail.
That's not down. If you don't look like
the
him and part of his crew, he will turn on y'all.
Money.
Trust me.
He sure the fuck
did.
He cashed out on us.
I don't trust. I get what
he
says.
And I need that back.
And I do understand how people do feel like maybe he's good with like economy and business.
I was gonna say.
I get that.
I was balling pandemic period. I'll put Donnie back in the office if he's gonna give us some money. If he's gonna give us some money, put Donnie in.
But also
that's a trap. That's why ain't no food on the shelves in the supermarket. That's why we can't get no money for loans.
That's why the banks are going crazy and bankrupt. That's why businesses are going under.
She ain't
it's
give you
all
that,
because
Mike.
Of that. You see what I'm saying?
So there's always recourse to actions.
Yeah, I mean,
and with him in there, it ain't gonna change either.
I mean, I just want to remind everybody that this did start.
But Kamala did say that she's trying to give loans to black men. Hello?
And that's going to stabilize the black families and give black men the chance to
y'all
leave.
Y'all talking about first-time homebuyer bone. Like, I ain't been listening. All right? That ain't shit, bro. That ain't shit.
Are you shitting me? Generational wealth. It sure is.
That's just more. You don't even own the house out in America, so don't you?
All right, can we move on? Please? I mean, no, I'm begging y'all to move the fuck on.
With that logic, then nobody can do nothing right there.
No, but they're just gonna make the houses more expensive. They're gonna make the houses more expensive.
Why did he just let us know who he was voting for? I don't got time for his ass.
I want to remind y'all, this started as me talking about Kamala's sexy ass voice on the phone.
Right.
Damn.
Like, why the fuck you bring up politics?
I wasn't bringing up politics. Oh, look, this nigga hate everything about her. Quasi, she's ugly too, right?
You said you ain't even hear it yet.
Quasi, she's ugly too, right?
You clapping there?
Nigga, she's bad.
What
she's
you bad. Mean? Kamala look good. Don't play Auntie Kamala.
Quasi.
I know. What's good with you today? Like Quasi tripping today.
Chameleon?
Oh, that's not even her name.
He came to pod today.
This nigga Quasi.
First pod bad and Quasi.
He called her the camouflage.
That's what Trump said. What Trump said. How we
don't be in here quoting that man. Yeah,
this nigga quoting Donnie, nigga. This nigga's yo. Crazy, yo. Anyway.
Let's move on, please.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. One more question. One more.
So do you like Elon Musk?
Do I like Elon Musk?
Yeah, honey.
Should I not like him? What he do to me?
Moving on, Q. Okay. Next question. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
What do you do to me? Anyway.
Next question.
Let's go.
Oh, I wanted to say,
what is your issue, Negro?
What do you do?
When you look yourself in the mirror, you think that?
That nigga, yo.
Like, do you think of that in the mirror when you look at yourself?
I wanted to ask y'all a question. No, my bad. I didn't want to ask y'all a question.
Right.
I wanted to say RIP to Liam Payne from One Direction.
Oh, my God.
One Direction, they held it down when I was younger, definitely. RIP to that nigga, man. They said he fell off the hotel balcony.
They said he jumped.
Yeah.
Girl, you know you're beautiful.
RIP.
That was a jam.
RIP to that man.
Like, come on, Nickelodeon had nobody at one point. It was Big Time Rush all day.
Yeah, RIP
Big Time Rush, that's the wrong man.
The guy from Big Time Rush?
No, a nigga from One Direction.
Oh, whatever the hell you
are. All right.
Damn, R.I.P.
I was singing the correct song.
Yeah, you was, right? Yeah, you were, yeah.
One Direction, Big Time, all of them at the same time.
Yeah, they was the same era.
You know, it was all at the same time, so that's why I said, like.
Yeah, they was in the same era. R.I.P. to that nigga, man.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of controversy behind that, though.
Tune in and lock in.
His picture with him.
First they said he failed. Now they're saying he jumped.
Because when they looked at the autopsy, they looked at the damage, and they saying the angle, that you know it's all science.
Yeah.
The angle is indicating that he jumped head first.
Damn.
Geronimo.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Quasi, that is not appropriate. Since those are the words we use.
You know what? Honestly.
With the editing, please.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to leave in the Geronimo. Anyway.
Next topic.
Well, since we are being crazy and spicy today, I don't know if you guys heard about the Gucci third leg incident.
I don't know what that means.
I sound crazy for saying that name.
Absolutely.
Y'all.
What?
Well, so on Twitter. See, I'll be seeing a lot of shit on Twitter.
Oh,
y'all be
Gucci. The way you said third leg. I was still trying to think. Gucci. Yes.
Because his whole name on Twitter is that.
Yes, Gucci. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So this nigga. So he's OnlyFans model.
No.
I'm about to be like, he's showing his dick.
You ever watch
Keisha KO ain't playing that.
You ever watch Not As TV? You don't see him stuff? He be on there. He's on something. Oh my God, he's on a show there with Diamond the Body. You know Diamond?
Oh, yeah,
he's on a show, and they used to date. That's how they met on the show. So like, yeah. No, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, so So this was going crazy online the other day because he's like an OnlyFans dude. Like he's known for like the porn he does. So he's real popular in it. So he does a lot of collabs with different girls or whatever. And these girls are young, like 19, 20. But it's not about that. But this one girl, she just came out. She's told her story, and apparently, she got HSV-1.
she no, could, so she thought it was HSV 2. She thought it was HSV 2, allegedly, but then he did
which
a test.
Which one's worse?
And he said, well, yeah. So basically, yeah, she's saying he gave her herpes.
Can I just
but
say, though?
HSV 1 is common in kids. Not like her. Like a regular cold. Oh, that's what HSV 1 is.
But then it wasn't that. It was the genital one. But can I also say, though, before that, he is like a porn star, right?
And he's Nigerian.
And he's also said that he slept with over 3,000 women in one year.
Yeah.
In one year.
And he also stated in a previous interview that the porn industry doesn't test for herpes.
But I wanted to say on that. So that's the thing with this OnlyFans people. They're porn stars. But they not like really like... Like, it's all self-titled porn star shit. Like, when you think about, like, the real industry, there are so many lines and things they go through that you don't hear about this kind of shit. But these the OnlyFans industry...
we did hear about Mr., what's his name? The popular...
I don't know too many.
Black dude. Mr. something. He was in all the ones, and they said that he ended up having something and was spreading it to all the girls.
Niggas is nasty. But
yeah, I'm telling you.
So, what this dude, Gucci, like... So all that stuff came out, the videos where he said he slept with 3,000 women, all that. But the girl saying she contracted some, she pretty much got herpes from him, right? And she gave receipts. I mean, she showed her doing videos, doing things with him. He had sores on his dick, open wounds, you know.
Why the fuck would you still fuck him? Open sore.
She said,
get the fuck out of here.
She came on live and she was crying and saying she didn't know. She was young.
A dirty, low down bitch herself.
And she said she needed the money. It was good money at the time.
Is it good now?
She was basically saying, and she knows it's her fault, but she regrets it, and she's saying it now so other girls.
Yeah,
move
and the
forward,
dude pretty much the way he got around it essentially was like he would say, "I cut
razor
myself shaving." Yeah, exactly.
You a lying ass nigga, but a sore like that would look different.
But if
than
you look
like
at
razor
it, it looks disgusting, and she slobbering on it, doing everything to
check
it
yourself.
And it's like, I mean, at some point,
disgusting. You.
Wait, you want to see the receipts?
Yes.
It was on Twitter.
She's
on
the phone.
Yeah.
You want to see the receipts?
I want to see the receipts.
Yeah.
I haven't used Twitter in so long.
Yeah, Twitter would be a lot of shit.
Come out and say, first of all, I don't know if she gave it to me. Basically.
Yeah.
You know, his rebuttal.
For a while, he didn't talk. And then he started denying it. And then.
Yeah, I guess he went and did a test. But everyone was like, but where's your mind chart from the year prior?
Yeah.
Like, well, we want to see that she may have given this to you. Where is your mind chart from the, we don't want your test from this month.
Yeah.
What happened
exactly.
to Jane? Like, we want to see before
how
the girl.
Far
yeah, line the dates
how
up,
far
nigga.
Back before the girl. Yeah.
His whole medical history?
Absolutely.
Well, we got to line the dates up with her videos and shit. Because he might be clean today.
I think they're both lying.
He probably still ain't clean. Herpes don't go away.
He gave it to her, definitely, but I think that she kind of knew he had it and still.
Well, if you're licking a nigga's open sores, you should know he has something.
If the money.
Cut himself shaving.
I would have licked a razor bump either.
That shit's disgusting.
Like,
but
come on.
I think to me, like.
But what you saw?
She want to see the.
Mm-hmm.
What you saw?
But it honestly made me a little sick because I'm like that. Niggas don't just get cuts on their dick like that. But
it was disgusting.
That's her crying in the.
Yeah.
That's
the light skinned girl. Yeah.
The fact that he was sleeping with that many women, and he doesn't even protect himself, and he's like so open about it. I kind of judge the women too for going along and sleeping with this man. Like,
I mean,
even
that's,
if you see a bump, like why do you have to continue to sleep with him?
No, I mean, the culture. Of the OnlyFans culture today, it's like a bootleg version of the real porn industry because the porn industry, obviously, like you said, that guy might have done something, but it doesn't happen as often because there's so much red tape before you get to that point. Whereas OnlyFans is all word of mouth; it's all just me and you working. There's no managers.
There's no tape, though, Cuba. But don't you think some people get false tests? I mean,
he looks like a dirty nigga, though.
How do you? Doctor tests, like results, and stuff like that.
Everything walking, he does.
Because there's a lot of money they'd be missing out on if they do catch on. Some people are not going to say.
But the thing is, though, that's going to happen. But people, because any industry, people are going to do some fuck shit and do some sneaky stuff. But that's not going to happen as much because there's going to be things in line for people to catch doctored shit. But when it's just me and you talking and I send you I got my test results right here. And there's no other person checking it or anything like that. You're going to believe me because, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I'm making real money and I can get you some money. Yeah. I could put you on. Then, you know, you might believe it, but.
It's the money. The money is what got her.
But my thing is
root
like.
Root of all evil.
Mm.
That's wicked.
Like, that
lick
is so
open
sick.
Sore.
But my thing
that's
is she can go try out for the strip clubs.
That's the thing.
But that's hard to make money in a strip club.
And there's a lot of girls.
And it's a lot of competition.
Absolutely. You know?
But it's got to be a little.
She thinking one night, boom.
Yeah.
Give me my money. Mm-hmm. You know?
I just got to go fuck.
One night, boom. Give me my money.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Nasty work.
Do what they
that
do.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, he's a sick nigga, obviously.
Speaking of obviously. Sick niggas.
Uh-oh. Mm.
The diddler.
Mm. You talking about Diddy?
Not your man.
Oh. You thought I was like, hold up, you can't do that, sis.
Speaking of the diddler.
Not your man. The diddler.
Diddy got a whole bunch of new charges that I don't even know if I could keep up, and I'm not even sure how many of them I believe at this point.
Thank you.
Wait, so
go into that. Go in on that a little more, Liza. What do you mean?
Well, because I'm getting there's so many cases and so many victims and things like that. But I think maybe the way that they're coming out and the way it's being presented by certain attorneys and stuff like that, it's making it like hard to believe each and every story because some of them are just so like.
Didn't
insane.
One story come out where a girl was like actually caught lying? She was orchestrating.
Yeah,
yes,
he said that.
Her dude said she allegedly tried to pay him $1 million to go. For me, I'm not here to tell anybody who's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I feel like maybe half of those things he did, but the other half he didn't, and I feel like he's taking the fall for someone else. He pissed somebody off for real, and they really after his ass. I feel like that's what's happening.
Like it's a money grab.
I feel like he pissed.
Here we go. What do you think? He was about to buy NBC like Bill Cosby?
No. They're saying like, you know, allegedly, you know, the industry has bigger heads.
Of course.
They feel like he pissed off one of the bigger heads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I still think he was doing all of that stuff, I just think that they're not going to cover it up for him anymore or assist and enable him to continue that in terms of pissing off like a higher up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more than just one individual person. I think I really personally think that after that Diageo case and Puffy going after them and doing all stuff, I really think that was like the pinnacle point that turned
and
everything
I
around
think
for him.
If what they said was true, he had a lot of tapes with a lot of important people doing a lot of freaky shit on
Thank
him.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So if he might have bucked the system a little bit and they saw that if this nigga fucks up and them tapes get out, we are cooked.
I
hear that. But at the same time, though, imagine somebody keep getting dirt on me, and I'm supposed to be over this nigga, and he just keep getting, because that's what he does.
Well, that's
though.
My point. Like, mm-hmm. like they know he
points,
got them tapes.
At
so
some points, they
like,
gonna orchestrate in a way to get his ass.
Because look when they did the raid, the first thing they grabbed was all the tapes.
Yeah. They knew what them shits was. They was like, they're in the basement.
But then the second
forward,
time, the
they're not
baby
talk about
oil.
His stuff anymore. Mm. They're not going to put his court document stuff online anymore.
No,
because
it's influence in the case.
And it's just a lot of shit. It's probably so much shit. Like, them tapes is in a bonfire right now.
I'm just waiting for one. And then they're on sale on the black market. They said people are trying to sell tapes.
I'll buy them
freaky
ass tapes.
An attorney came out that's representing one of the victims that said she was contacted by someone who has a copy of the tape and is trying to sell it.
And not even that, they said a big celebrity too. They didn't want to say his name, but they said this. One of the sources were basically saying like the celebrity's kind of afraid of his case because he's in one of those videos.
Yeah, I mean,
so like,
it's
a lot of people is in them videos.
A lot of people doing some nasty shit. I mean, 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
The reason why I say half of those things, though, I feel like half of those things he did. Was because, like, I was watching different videos of people who did actually attend his party, like a gospel artist, Lecrae. He said most of the time when you go to those parties, they tell you, at a certain time, you got to leave. But at the same time, he said he never saw anyone really being forced to stay. It's like, they just literally tell you, like, this is what's about to happen. And if you with it, you with it. If you not, bye.
But if you were sipping on that champagne that was kind of,
that was laced.
That's the funny part. You might not be able to leave.
But it's
also, a lot of people were saying, when they drink their drink, nothing was in their drink.
But the thing is, right now, he's not getting in trouble for, like, the celebrities that were there.
No.
He's getting in trouble for, like, the people who, like, didn't have any power, like, having all those women who might have not had much of a choice.
Because
I saw those videos with, like, Lecrae and those people saying that, and I think a lot of them were referring to, like, the other celebrities they might have seen there. Mm. Because those people were, like, they wanted to be there. But it's, like, the
and
girls
I can
they
see
keep.
Sorry to cut you off, Q, but I could see wanting to be there because a lot of people would want to be there. He's a celebrity. He's popular. He's having an event. You get invited personally sometimes by him. Who's going to say no, right? And so you definitely do want to be there, but I don't think you want to be involved. No, but
it's the staying late. It's the staying late part.
Or you don't want to be involved in those compromising things. Well, they said 12:30,
you better pack it up. Yeah. Liza was actually at one of the parties.
It was not a Diddy party. It was a Hamptons party. And
what were you doing in the Hamptons?
I worked for an entertainment attorney, so we used to go to a lot of these events and host these events, and he represented Prince, so come on. You know what I mean?
Wait, so you hosted the Diddy party?
No.
Oh.
No. We hosted a lot of album release parties, a lot of different events.
Yeah.
And Diddy was there.
Diddy did come through.
Pulled up to the crib.
Yes,
party.
And he was very rude. He was. Yeah. And
that sounds like it's to be expected.
Yeah. And that was my experience with him. But like I said, he ain't spiked my drink or anything like that.
You had none of that pink cocaine.
Yeah, I don't have a case. Yeah.
The pink cocaine.
Not the pink cocaine.
I don't have a case.
I think too, like,
he didn't come to you and say, take that, take that.
No. Oh my God.
Hey, yo, play girl. Hey, yo, play girl.
I think my thing is, the only reason I believe a lot of this stuff is just because seeing those videos with Cassie and shit, like, that nigga turned into somebody else.
Yo, that shit was crazy. So that still lives rent-free in my head.
Drugs will do that to you. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But like, that, I feel like he's more than often under drugs.
But it was heightened to the point where you were running down the hallway butt-ass naked with a towel on and socks.
Y'all ain't never had a crazy night on crack?
In public.
What? Well, not recently.
Oh. Q, tell us what you be doing.
Not me. I'm just saying, yo.
Not the crack.
I'm just saying. Y'all ain't never had a drunk
night. I say Brittany right there. I'm snitching.
Y'all ain't never had a drunk night?
I've had a drunk night, yes.
Start mixing things. Yeah. Pink cocaine.
No, sir.
What is this pink cocaine?
That's what Diddy had at the party. Nigga, he was serving it.
The tutu.
That nigga was serving it on platters to Carisha and them.
She was taking it. How about Carisha on the BT Awards? Did y'all see her?
Nah, I think
she did a pretty good job. She came out with Trina. Yeah. Did you see
her? She performed?
What'd you think, Brittany? Was she okay? She was
We don't care what Brittany thinks. We can't hear her.
But I felt like, she's at least put herself out there.
She sounded like she was out of breath. It looked like she was too excited to be up there. That's what it is.
She was super excited and maybe
nervous,
though.
Probably nervous.
But she came out. I was surprised.
She needs to address this shit. That's what she needs to do.
She did address it.
What did she say? She be on bullshit.
She did not have that experience with him. And she cannot speak on. She can't speak on something she doesn't know about.
She needs to say more than that.
No. Because that's why I didn't really believe that whole thing. Because she was the same one on IG when his other shorty was coming at her, and she was like, "If I wanted Diddy to have you on your knees right now,
I forgot about that."
So she saw what was going on.
I forgot about that.
I feel like
she was in the case with the producer.
Thank you. Yeah. And she's in videos. Mm. Basically, her cousin is trying to coerce the man into having sex.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, and he's suing Carisha too. She can put that on the lotion.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She knows some shit, but she going front.
I just feel like maybe she didn't have the whole like bad boy experience.
No,
because I feel like he's older now. She caught him at an age where he's kind of like, you know,
slowing down
a little bit. But I do feel like she got access to see what the lifestyle really was.
I feel like she might have got a back handle too.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
damn, because she's making
a lot.
Damn,
yeah, I do. And probably did things that she probably was not all the way comfortable with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All I got to say about that.
She fronts with, I like being peed on and all that. I don't believe all that.
Nope.
I don't believe it.
Well,
I feel like the money was enticing again.
Yeah.
You know?
The gifts, the money, and all of that.
Because the
purses.
Thank you. And not even that. She literally said,
the yacht.
Like, you may have seen all the glitz and glam, but she wasn't sitting around that man to just be glitz and glam. She's over there learning.
That was the whole point. But how much was she learning?
Probably a
from
lot.
Puffy? A lot. Yeah.
She probably
connected with
Puffy?
A lot of a lot. Good people.
But I don't feel like he shares a lot of information. She might have been learning.
Well, if you're around, you can soak everything up.
You have to be sleeping. You have to be one of the little friends that use the baby oil at night. He's not going to tell you if you don't use
the baby
oil.
Yeah, but as long as you learn, you got to learn both. You got to learn both, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. No, Carisha.
Carisha.
Carisha, Miami.
Carisha.
What you say about Carucci?
Carucci.
That was another girl Diddy messed with, right?
No,
he never messed with Chris Brown girlfriend.
Carucci is.
And then she talked to Quavo.
She's a pure, beautiful little Asian,
very
black,
cute, petite girl.
Mixed,
she be doing her own thing.
She be doing her own thing.
Yeah, I like Karrueche.
Yeah, Karrueche being home.
She's in that.
Shout out to Karrueche.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, shout out to Karrueche.
She's like, don't involve me in that.
Right. She's like, how'd I get that nigga
yelling about Karrueche?
Get the right one.
But this brings up something I wanted to get back to, something we had talked about a few weeks ago, but we weren't able to fully get to it on the radio show. But, you know, now that we have another black woman in the building.
Yes, ma'am.
I swear to God, Q, don't bring the shit back. Is this the last piece?
Do it. Because I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, this is the last piece.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
So I was in the barbershop. This was a few weeks ago. I was in the shop. Niggas was in there talking about shit they was talking about. And a beautiful woman had...
Wazzy, where you in it?
A beautiful woman had just walked in the shop. Uh-huh. Beautiful, dark-skinned, chocolate woman. Uh-huh. But she had left, right? She had left right before I got there. Mm-hmm. So the guys were having a discussion. Just how barbershop niggas get, they start having discussions about the women that enter the shop, especially when they're good-looking women.
How men do, yeah.
And this one gentleman in particular, he's he was light-skinned, kind of, a little lighter than me. I think he was Spanish, maybe half Spanish, half black, who knows, but definitely some Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And he had some interesting things to say about this woman. He said, you know, people have certain smells, right? And then he doubled down. He went even further. He said, black women specifically have a certain smell out of their butt. That don't matter. That don't matter how much they shower. He said his experiences. No matter how clean they get, that they just have a scent. Mm. Do you agree with this?
You asking her if she agrees
with this? Well, the point is thoughts.
You talking that shit.
You acting y'all acting like I agree with this.
When Q first brought this up, we were on air, so we couldn't go in. How?
Let me adjust my mic, please.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
But the nerve that...
Tune in and lock in.
Let me give you the scenario, because I also asked Q who was in the shop. So it was him, the one black male, another black male who's the owner of the shop, and probably the only two black males in there.
And there's another barber. There was a barber. There's one black barber.
Were there any other females in there?
No.
Just the guy with his girlfriend, or she wasn't there with him?
No, the girl left. The girl, she wasn't there.
But you had saw
his girlfriend. I saw his girlfriend before, previous. Yeah, at a different time.
Okay, so it was just them in there. But he still felt comfortable and enough to say something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, wait a minute. So the dark-skinned lady's boyfriend was in the shop when the man said that?
No. Dark-skinned lady dropped her son off and then picked her son up and left. But she was by herself. Like, she left. Only people.
So the son wasn't present.
No.
I'm gonna say what?
No. That's sick. No, that's a sick barbershop.
It was just them there, he made the comment.
Yeah.
And he said that comment
after they said how good she looked. Blah blah blah.
My comment on that is bullshit. Bullshit. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe it's the black women he encounters.
That's what everyone kept saying.
And also, you can't really group all women because all bitches be stinking. So it don't really matter. Even his mama pussy one day stank.
Especially when it come out the ass.
Womanhood.
What the fuck is you talking about?
And for him to even think that he could say that, I mean, I don't want to go in because then it'll look like I'm being prejudiced or something.
What about but Spanish y'all woman asshole?
Y'all gonna say, what the fuck y'all think?
What about
smell
Asian
like
woman asshole?
What the fuck sure
they
do y'all
stink
smell
too?
Like?
What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think.
What the fuck do you smell like?
I think.
Sasson? Latino.
He said even if they wash it, because he said black woman.
He only grouped one section. Right. So now I'm grouping your ass. He what your mama pussy smell like? Something?
Oh my God.
Sancocho, sancocho,
bacalao.
And even if you wash it, they still stink. Who the fuck is this nigga?
What do you as a black man feel about that comment?
Right.
They smell great.
Not even that. Just don't group all women together. There are smelly bitches and there are good smelling bitches. Right. And I'm one of the good smelling bitches. Don't you ever disrespect me like that.
You know how niggas need to test it? Put a finger in the butt.
No, how about we smell? No. Niggas like
him. Here lies ago with the freaky shit.
Take a correct shower. Let's smell his ass.
Right. What about
someone
him?
Someone talking like that. Yeah. Was his teeth clean that day? Did you see some plaque? Because people like that have plaque on the I had a plaque. Tar having ass.
Me too. Oh, D. They be smiling in your face and shit. Like, nigga, you don't see your mouth?
With the tartar.
She said a plaque tar, nigga.
And it really do be them, though. That's the funny part, too. Because even growing up with Hispanics, What's the public
school? You would know these shea butter women. Booty scratch, they smell
but
you want
to scratch my ass though.
Yeah.
So it's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the African booty scratcher?
No, I'm saying like in general.
Like
that was.
Why did they like to say that? That was mad wild. Wow. Like so back in the day, wild. Like so what?
I don't know what.
My thing is,
they still say
everybody scratches their ass. So what does the African have to do with it? It's a different kind of scratch. Yeah. It's an African booty scratch.
I think
scratch.
As a kid, what they told us about as a black American, what they told us like and what they showed us online was niggas like, whatever. Like niggas animals. Just... But take. So, I'm not going to lie. I threw out a couple African booty scratches probably as a kid.
I have, and I'm
but
African.
But yeah.
I feel like we all have.
I ain't never called nobody no African booty scratcher.
Really?
Y'all is mean.
No, but it wasn't bullying
what
niggas.
The hell? You know,
it was like a jokey joke.
Yeah,
you
know, I used to get pissed
like joking. You know what I mean? I have like, shut up.
No, I used to get, no.
Shut
no,
up,
no,
you no. African booty scratching ass bitch.
Like I'm your brother. I know. Shut up.
What?
Well, let's say, no. Do your mom smell like sazon?
Like, come on,
bacalao.
Like, what do y'all smell like that you had the nerve?
But I
to
bet
like,
you
oh,
he would
like
never
that.
Say that in front of a black
Thank
woman.
Thank you. He waited for her to walk
why?
Out
well,
because she's pussy.
Well, you don't want to make her uncomfortable in the shop.
But why make the
men she should have just put, she would have put her pussy well, in his face. Smell that.
The guys was just looking at him like, you don't know black woman, right?
Well, the thing is, we all was like, it was one of them things. Like, we all was like,
what did you say?
What was the reaction?
How did you defend
no,
us?
What,
she
no,
was like, I'm getting
did
my hair cut.
Did you defend us?
No. Right. Well, I was like, my girlfriend is white. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm
kidding. Hey, yo.
No, I'm playing, but.
Like, I don't have those problems.
No.
Like, I don't know nothing about that. Nah. We good over here.
Nah, what happened, though? It was one of those things where we all were praising the woman. We all, yo, she looked good. My barber was like, yo, like, her ass was fat, like, all that. So him coming in, and that being his response and, like, generalizing like that, we all, like, froze for a minute. Like, and it was just, like, awkward. And my barber, he owns the shop. So, like, he just tried to clean it up. Because, like, there's other people in the shop that, like, that shit sounds crazy to. So he just tried to be like, nah. He said, maybe it's just the women you deal with is stinky and all that. And the nigga kept just saying, nah, it's all of them. It's all black women. And that's when he started getting to the examples about sleeping with them. And
so... And a black woman has the nerve to give him some pussy.
Not even that. So, again, the owner just tried to...
Yeah, because it was awkward, yo. It was one of them things where it was like, we can't get in... We can't get into... We can't, like, get into this real debate right now because, I mean... Yeah. And it's one of those things where, you know what I mean? Like, you got people in the shop. Like, you do got kids in the shop. You got, you know, old people in the shop. If it gets into a debate, then it gets real loud because it really was just like a few of us in that circle where he was cutting and he said it. So it was just kind of like
I would have looked at his ass like hey.
This nigga's
he said
bugging
it because he not wanted to shop. See if y'all would agree with him.
True,
you know.
Well, we ain't say nothing, so he might have thought we agreed. Then
he projecting. That's what I'm saying. He projecting.
But I said I saw his girlfriend before, and she's light skinned, BBL. Superficial looking, don't look real, all that shit. So that just tells me already where his mindset is anyway, like what he's looking for. So nigga's crazy.
Yeah, he a lame.
Yeah, niggas, yo, that's it.
I ain't got nothing to say about that.
Yeah.
That, I ain't got nothing to say about that nigga.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, that's a mess. But
a very big mess.
But it's to me, it's just interesting that people think like that.
Yeah.
Grown men. He's a grown man.
That's
he's
what
not
I'm saying.
Like
what are we? High school? Mm-hmm. Middle school? What is mm-hmm. this?
Yeah. But that, I mean, to me, that's the same similar thoughts as like the racist people or, you know, the people that sit there and they be like, can you believe how all them blacks do whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's the mm-hmm. same type of thought process.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. And to say it around black men, like, and you not being
that's
fully black.
He was real comfortable.
Like,
nobody said nothing for real. Nobody said, like, I'm sorry. I would have told him, listen, you can have your opinions, but you still remember you're talking to a nigga, and I really don't give a fuck. You're going to calm that down. I really don't care what business you brought in here, you're going to calm that down.
Yeah.
Keep your comments to your damn self.
Because
if I start speaking like your mama,
she's not like your barber. That's what your barber should have said.
Like, what the hell? Keep your motherfucking comments to your damn self. Don't get your shit smacked.
We frozen that motherfucker. I can't lie, though. We
definitely the barber might have been shocked, because he dates black women, so I know he probably was like, what
the fuck?
No, he definitely was shocked.
He probably went home and smelled his girl's ass. Like, hold up, let me see something.
was asking the office, it's like, you utter something.
If you say like, we don't want your like business here, sir.
Like, what
well,
the
he's
hell?
He's a barber.
Oh, he's a barber?
Yeah, he's a yes. barber. Oh, no, if he was a customer.
That's Liza.
No, no, that would have been a little crazy.
Talking like but that? Yeah, he's I don't a, he's give a barber. Damn. I would have pulled you into the office.
I thought it was a customer the whole time.
It's an employee.
That is
that's inappropriate behavior of an employee.
You say when I'm not here in my own shop.
Right. Your boss. No.
You know, but you know what I think it is, though? The fact that it's like the situation where you guys would say works if, like, we're not in a barbershop. Like, barbershop talk in general gets crazy.
It does. So, that's like, true. There's, like, no limits. Like, almost.
Him, only problem with him saying that is the fact that it's racist.
No,
but, like,
the only problem with him saying that is he's an employee.
No, but
it
no,
is
but,
racist, Quasi. He said he don't think it's racist.
Well, no, wait. Before
it
we get to that, before
he
we get to that,
one race. Yeah.
He well, said
it's
black
racist.
Women.
It's racist.
It is.
Not
he
racist.
Said and racist.
Black women specifically. He really should have said. Yes,
it's his
it
own
is.
Personal opinion.
It is discriminatory. I whole, think that's discriminatory.
Yeah,
that's
discriminatory.
The better one.
No, black women
either
are
way,
being injured
same
by
thing.
Because he's not. It's not. He said he hate black women. So it's not racist.
And it's not even like that. He could do anything.
My thing.
Okay, prejudice. Prejudice.
Yeah, prejudice. But and my thing is, though, why I say this, the fact that it's a barbershop, because, yes, he's an employee, but I feel like in a barbershop, you would have to, like, to get, like, talked to or fired or some sort, you would have to, like, be violent in there or start really losing your
in
mind.
In a barbershop.
Yeah, in a barbershop, because a lot of things do go. So that's why I think he even felt comfortable saying that, but it was one of those things where.
And a lot of people, I mean, agree with him.
And you know my barber, you know he's not going to get confrontational and start wilding in there. And
yeah, he's not.
You know, but. That nigga was out of
I hope he did have a stern talk like, with him after.
I just feel like
I wouldn't be surprised,
it,
but yeah.
Probably, he probably didn't. He was like, fuck it.
Like, is it worth it?
Some niggas are just dumb.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, ignorant. Ignorant.
Yeah. And you're not going to change their mentality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, definitely.
I don't know.
Shout out to all the black queens out there that smell like cocoa butter baby. Well,
they all
a baby
do.
Powder.
They all smell, yeah.
Chanel number five, whatever else you want to call
baby.
It. Period.
And fried chicken.
A little bit of fried chicken, too. And a little bit of weed sprinkled on top.
Open your windows, y'all.
Air out a little
speaking
bit.
Speaking of Shea Butter, baby, did you see Ari Lennox? She may be going broke.
I heard about
damn.
That.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I feel like a lot of these celebrities.
Well, they don't give her enough.
Not, for one, they're not even selling. Like
they're
how
not.
The,
that's
how
what
the
I'm saying. Music,
before.
Just because you're an artist.
60K copies. 20K
Glorilla.
Copies.
Less than
yeah,
that, yeah.
Glorilla finally made it up to 60. Yeah, 60K copies.
That shit, that's good
that's
for right
it.
Now.
Yeah.
For right now.
Yeah,
yeah
for the way it is
really
now.
Basic, though.
No, but nowadays, 60 is like.
But the thing is, Glorilla has a whole different, like. She does a lot more social media, more. Ari's kind of low key. She's a natural girly. Like, she doesn't have that
oh, no, she,
same
she
push.
Got off. She said she hates us.
Yeah.
I wait, like Ari.
What you mean us?
No, like, the
she,
people.
Her voice
oh,
is amazing.
She said she hates us, the comments, the people.
Yeah. She's tired of social media comments.
She's been like that for a while, too.
She
though.
Really
like,
has.
Really kind of just sick. She said she's phasing out of just having social media altogether. She said she don't want it at all.
I see,
so.
I see her not being an artist anymore. Like, I feel like she's about to give it up.
I think that's her bread and butter, though. She can't, like.
Niggas can
she
get a job.
My job's hiring. Shit.
She may
she
be good.
She could be a normal
she
person
made her money.
Again.
She had a run.
She did have a run. If she was smart with her money, she could have flipped it.
These people are tied into contracts. It ain't that easy to say I'm not going to be an artist.
She had to make something, though.
Yeah, but then everything is advanced money and shit.
Yeah, but she could still invest that shit.
I feel like she should be a songwriter.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
That's a good point. She does.
Great music.
She could be a great songwriter.
She does make good music, but sometimes that doesn't matter. You know
if
mean?
You're
at
a songwriter,
point,
you're making more money than the damn artist these days.
Mm-hmm. You heard the songwriters complaining. That's what people think. We can't go off assumptions. I just think that it's all of them, the music industry.
Yeah. That really that doing are, well, yeah.
And I also think.
Is struggling.
I think a lot of the time, too, when we hear about songwriters and stuff, the top songwriters are making
exactly.
money. But, like, the niggas that's just regular.
Exactly.
You know, shit.
Let me tell you, mm-hmm. when I worked for. The entertainment attorney, we used to do contracts. So he used to do
the
contracts.
Mic. No, the mic, yeah.
You get
were like
your
talking.
Ass on the
you
mic.
You were like talking.
Oh.
She looking around like.
We used to do contracts, and those contracts were like 70 to like 100 and something pages long. But if you like, when you had to break it down and really go through them, mm-hmm. you would find out at the end of the day that sometimes the artists would have like maybe 4 or 5 points to each song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For each contract. So, and that's
wait, what
like,
do you mean points?
Points like. say if it's like a, say if you're thinking like a dollar bill, right?
Yeah, Michael, the mic. The mic.
Oh, a dollar bill and there's like 100 pennies, right?
Yep.
So off of every album sold, you get a percentage of the, that $1. So say if you have 4 points, you might get 4 cents off of every. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And that's how they look at it. That's how they calculate things. And like you talked earlier, the advances come, but all that has to be payback. Think of a budget, right? So if you say, if a record label says, we have this amount of money to invest into this artist, if they give you a $25,000 advance, $100 advance, that's out of your budget.
Yeah.
And all of that has to be recouped, meaning paid back to the company before you can even see a profit is what you're going to get. Do you see what I'm saying?
So
everything has to be paid back, and sometimes everything doesn't get paid back. And then you have these artists who are in contracts that are like 4 and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 albums, not years, albums.
That could lock somebody fucking forever.
Thank you. And so when I worked for this attorney, that he represented Prince, because that's all Prince talked about. Own your masters, trying to teach people, like, and so that's what he was fighting for. That's why when he said, I'm no longer Prince, I'm the artist, and wrote Slave on his face, because he was fighting for all of that back. You see what I'm saying? So Prince knew a way back then, but notice how the artist is still going through it. Still going through it. Take someone like
JoJo. She had to redo all the songs. JoJo was popping. Ashanti did that too. She remade that album.
Even Taylor Swift, the number one top artist in the country, had to do that, and they tried to screw her. She's smart moving forward, but I feel like behind the scenes, Taylor Swift is a fucking boss bitch.
She is. She definitely is.
But I'm saying, like, got some of these men by the balls, though.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I mean?
That too.
So she's up there, but there's not a lot of people like her. Right. Not a lot.
The people at the top, their deals are so, you know, they're just special deals.
It's the reason why Rihanna can stay away from music for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she has a backup, but other than that,
partially why she probably got out of music solely.
There's nothing in it, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work these artists have to do. And now with the social media, like you said, Glorilla got to damn near shake her ass every night. Just to get
that's why Ice Spice so tired of shaking her ass up there.
And look at how quick she fell.
What
happened to
her? I haven't seen an Ice Spice video in a minute.
Really? Because she always farting and pooping in every song.
Well, I just seen a video of her working out. But.
Like, damn, bitch, what else do you do?
Not even a fart. Like, oh, I like that.
She be turning it up.
I started quick, but
I'm quicker. Oh, yes.
But it is dumb, though.
It is dumb. But bitch, catchy. Be quick, but I'm quicker.
That's,
I like
that's
that.
That's a line. That's a good line.
Like even that. Someone like Sexy Red, who's making her climb, she might not even have the money yet, because she's still having to pay back things, do this. They're coming out of their pockets a lot. Yeah. And then they want to live lavish.
It gets expensive,
actually,
yo.
Sexy still lives within the means. I was going to say, Sexy person. Don't seem like she doing
still
anything
lives
crazy.
In the means of a regular person. She's just buying herself more fashionable clothes. She's buying herself more TJ Maxx clothes.
Getting better wigs.
Getting shoes. It's still going to be $25.99, but she's going to buy a lot of that $25.99.
Right. She ain't buying a Lambo. She ain't out here buying no crazy shit.
No, she's not. I think she got an Audi truck or something.
I feel like she's going to invest her money right away and be smart with it.
I believe, I think she has property.
They love Dodges and stuff.
They do.
But
that's not expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
To get a nice charger or something.
Dodges and stuff like that. You know, that's what she
like. Quasi says she has kids.
And I think, too, we're at a point now, if you're getting famous now within the last couple of years, like, it's on you if you fuck your money up.
Yes.
Well, there's so many ways
to make money now.
But there's so much we know, like, okay, you can avoid fucking your shit up all the way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like Sexy is on that wave of, like, this money is not, you know, you gotta make it last.
Yeah. But it's also more than that, because they got to use that same money to pay other people on their team.
Well, that's why you got to have a financial advisor. All
that
shit.
She's endorsements, too, though. She's, like, investing
the
money.
Get all them brand deals. She's networking. Do it.
Hell yeah.
Yep, I love her.
Yeah, so.
All right.
But even still, I mean, those people are all at the top, but.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all trying to get into music, I mean, that's the conversation I was trying to have with some of these niggas.
It's even hard for some of these artists to have sustainability and longevity, like the Nicki Minaj's, because let me tell you something. For her to be still going after all of these years And she probably was in a place, too, where having to pay back money, owe money. All the time. It happens to a lot
less
of people.
Less talent. The talent, the consistency.
Well, look at the amount of years of the hard work she had to put in. Yeah, it's the a hard long work, time.
The talent plus hard work, that's probably going to work every
but
time.
But when Nicki was on, though, when she did get put on, it was over. She had an era.
She had an era. Yeah. And the thing is, you got to remember back then, too, it's the people that's behind you as well.
Yeah.
She had a whole label that was standing behind
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
You got, it depends Drake, on who's in. Yeah, and that's what
Lil
I'm saying.
Wayne,
as of right now, Sexy got Drizzy in her little pocket right now.
But she's, because she's tied and under him, he's making money off of it.
No, that's what
so
I'm saying.
That makes
but it's
sense.
Who you're around.
It's
that's
the connection
that's the only
she's
way
made.
Continue to flourish. Glorilla got
the country artist bought Sexy Red out to a country show. Like,
they're
she ain't just fucking with rappers. Yeah, she with everybody.
That's what I'm saying. She on WWE, girl.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah,
yeah.
Monday Night Raw. Like, she's like, no, she's trying to, she's being smart with it.
But she's relatable too. So people really like her.
Some of these male rappers can't do the same type of thing.
There's too many of them.
I feel like a lot of the male rappers are latching on to females.
Because they know we're the key to success?
Not even that.
Don't do that,
like,
Q.
You know,
don't agree?
I feel like...
Well, I'm trying to wrap my head around who are the hot male artists right now.
Oh, I'm thinking of, like, even not even if they're hot. Just regular.
Well, I'm just thinking of, like, I'm saying, like, in the realm of, like, the sexies, the Glorillas. Like, who are the guy counterparts right now?
Meg had the baby for a while.
Rod Wave.
All right. We're not talking about that.
That's sad ass nigga.
Rob 4-9. There's Skilla Baby. There's,
Boss Man D-Lo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 41.
And he's running. He's
the 41 group.
Glorilla's out here tonight.
Call him the 41?
I don't know them niggas.
41.
I be saying 41 too. Damn, I'm old.
God.
That's what it is.
Y'all sound, we not
I be saying
old.
41.
41.
It's 41.
Say it again. 41.
41.
Thank you.
Okay. That sounds a lot cooler than 41. That sounds a lot better than 41.
Mm-hmm. It does. 41. There's 41. There's a lot of kids out right now. There are a lot of kids. A lot of kids out right now.
No,
because that's the thing. Yeah. Rob 4-9 and Skilla Baby were mad because they didn't get any nominations at the BET Awards.
Mm. I don't think they needed no nomination.
The thing is, Sexy did, and they had the same 1 year run. They had the
they
same.
Know,
they were
females
out
are females Shh. Are it right now.
Yeah,
they should know.
True.
They should know females are the it right now.
Definitely.
You right.
Yeah, I think if you think about rap right now, then it's like if you were to ask somebody that knows nothing about rap, and you or they ask you and you say who's the hottest artist right now,
that
they're gonna
so
say
true.
They're gonna say Glow,
sexy,
they're gonna
glow.
Say Sexy, and they're not gonna go to guys first, which I, that's just the state of hip hop.
It's a
right
woman's
now,
season in
hip hop.
It's
yeah.
a woman season for sure.
It's a good thing.
We got the Lottos, Meg, all of them, Dolce, they all yeah. turning the fuck up.
Make what?
No, I don't think so.
Like in general,
who cares about
I don't
her?
Think so.
You don't think so?
I think she's making a good try at it.
She goes low key a lot.
She does.
If she wanted to pop,
I think
she be booed up with Uzi.
She should have been doing music with Uzi.
For real.
That would have helped her out.
I also think the way her mindset is compared to Carisha, it's not to not to say they're not on the same level. I'm saying like I feel like she's more like she falls
Young
into
Miami.
The,
nigga,
yeah,
nigga,
I'm sorry.
Nigga,
she falls into and she falls into the negative comments. I think that's what it is. She falls into the negative comments and she goes back into her shell. But I didn't like that album.
But you can't be successful like that as an artist.
You can't. No.
You know who's good? Dolce. Dolce's running shit.
Dolce's dope.
I was gonna say she's not gonna be mainstream.
She will though.
She's a lyricist.
She will though, because she's gonna make a hit that's gonna cross over into pop world. I can see that for her. She already did the thing with Katy Perry.
She got hits. She
did
her
it. People, I think people
she
liked
do her
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Liza, you know you ain't got a microphone.
Oh. Wow. Damn, she talking a lot of shit.
Yo, Liza be making some good points.
Sorry. But you wasn't on the mic this whole time.
I thought I was talking loud enough in the background.
It sounds like how Corey be in the Joe Budden podcast. Yeah, that's how it sounds like with you in the background.
Wait, speaking of the Joe Budden podcast, because I was watching.
Okay.
Y'all think Kendrick gonna perform not like us?
No.
Oh, it's gonna be performed.
I heard that Drake is doing
those exact on. Words. Freaky ass nigga, you a 69.
No, it's gonna be something else.
It's gonna be like
not gonna say that.
It's gonna be that
hey,
thing
Drake,
where like
we're not slow.
Yeah,
yeah. He might do some of the more basic parts of the chorus, but
wait. I heard that Drake is gonna put a cease and desist so he can't perform
it. No. His team went out and said that they never did that. They said it was a rule.
Yeah, but how can he put a cease and desist anyway?
He would be putting it up against the NFL and Rock Nation and not just.
But it's a targeted song. It's a song about him.
Yeah, but I don't think that holds up in a court of law.
Yeah,
like I don't
been
think
playing it on the radio.
It's still just a song.
Cease and desisted a long time ago.
Well, not like a cease and desist, like for the whole thing, but for him to block him from performing it.
I don't know how he could do that.
I don't know. Well, he in a way he could probably say it's defaming his character.
Exactly on a national stage.
He's going up against the NFL, not just Kendrick.
What's going to happen is this is exactly what because I've seen this before in old Super Bowl shows. He's going to be doing all his other songs. It's going to be like a transition. We're going to hear the beat. We're going to hear they not like us. And then it's going to transition into something else.
Yeah.
No. We're not getting it.
Real quick, I'm telling you.
It's impossible to get them verses.
No. He may not do the whole song.
I don't even
And at the end of the day, whatever the crowd shouts has nothing to do with him. I feel like the song will be played, but the lyrics will be sang by us.
You have to remember half of the crowd are Drake fans still. Drake still has fans.
I don't even think it's going
to... They love Kendrick right now.
But he still has fans.
I'm crying.
There are some people who are over Kendrick.
I feel like he going to clean it up. We're going to get the song, but towards the end, he's going to let you sing it.
Nah, he's not going to say the song is an A minor. He's not doing that.
You got to think.
If we see the crowd on Super Bowl screaming A minor, we got to come back here today and say
I mean, my thing is, we just got to remember.
But I feel like he's not.
The Super Bowl is bigger than our culture, so it's like they're not going to play that game. It's too. All the white folks all in charge.
He only got the Super Bowl because of this song.
No, that's not true.
Yes, huh?
The moment, because of the song.
Yeah. But what was the moment?
The moment was the whole beef.
Defaming another man.
Yeah, but they don't look at it that way. They're just like, he's hot as fish grease right now.
And the song is
hot.
I don't even think they care about Drake. I think they probably really wanted Drake more. They've asked him a few times,
and
he said turned it down.
Yeah, he said no.
Yeah, Kendrick is just hot right now.
They're just not gonna let that. They're not gonna let them words even be like close. Because you said, like you said, even if they clean it up, the crowd will still be like pedophile. So they can't.
Yeah,
it's too much money.
They can't play around.
Too many brands.
It's a national syndicated show.
That
like,
is
no,
true.
We can't.
I don't know.
With little kids, there's people who have been.
Because you're right on the Joe Biden, the guy with the great beard, he was like, bro, the song is happening.
Yeah,
the song is happening.
It's gonna have to play in some capacity.
I just think it'll be the beat.
Yeah,
it's gonna play.
Exactly.
It'll be the beat.
WrestleMania is not the Super Bowl, nigga.
They might have people come out and walk a little bit to the beat.
A lot of embarrassing things have already happened at the Super Bowl.
Well, they want to avoid that shit.
They're playing in an NBA game. They're playing in
not the Super Bowl. It's not the Super Bowl, nigga. The Super Bowl is bigger than our culture, bro.
They're still playing it for them folks. They're getting people ready. When they hear it at
the
stadium, it ain't going to be nothing.
You're going to get a snippet. That's it.
But the NFL committee got
walk. That's
artists
it.
In their
yeah.
committee.
You get the quip walk. They're not like us.
And
they're not
moving on.
And boom.
No.
Yep. It might even be the end.
Like,
it might
be
the end.
And it's
going
to fade out.
Don't kill my vibe or something.
I feel like
he ain't doing it.
Yo, that would be sick.
And they all go sing it.
That would be sick.
That'd be terrible.
But even if he doesn't perform it, if they play it like a little teaser, the whole crowd's just gonna keep going.
Who do you think is in that crowd? It's 10-year-old, 50-year-old white people.
They all gonna keep going with it.
They don't know nothing about no not like us.
Yes, the fuck they do. Yes, the fuck they do.
That crowd is not niggas we know.
Yes, they do.
These little kids know everything.
Are you serious?
It's white people that like Taylor Swift in the crowd. They're going to be in the crowd like, oh,
bro,
not like us.
No.
Yeah. They don't know the words.
Thank you. That's not true. These little kids, yes, they do. This generation is terrible. What the hell?
I feel like
you just named
the
black
song.
Child. Exactly.
I feel like they know the song, but I don't feel like the NFL is going to go for that because of what the
matter?
Song represents.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
We're talking pedophilia, child molestation.
Thank you.
Quasi, there's a world.
Listening to sexy red. All right, don't give a fuck.
I'll be honest, Kwazi. You can't battle me on this. I'm the white people expert. I've been around a lot of the most whitest of white folks. There's niggas I'll talk to people and they go, who the hell is Kendrick Lamar? I've met people who say, who is LeBron James?
That's the type of word I see. I heard that because working at the post office, them folks be looking at me like, what are you saying?
Yeah, they be like,
these youngsters.
Like, of course, there's all white people that know and that know what's up, but there's a lot of people that are like, what?
And the people that are going to be at the Super Bowl, they're going to know, not like us.
They're going to buy the tickets just to see that shit.
They're going to make you think and they're sitting in the crowd.
They're going to know that shit. If they wanted to be correct, they would have had Taylor Swift performing.
That's true. I just don't think that's valid. She's denied
it a bunch of times. They tried to have her do it.
Speaking of the way, hold on. Was Kendrick supposed to get it or was Wayne supposed to perform?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Or was Wayne supposed to perform?
Yeah, we got to go. We got to say that for the next show. Yeah, we'll say that. Because Kwazi got locked us in
here. Kwazi done left.
That nigga Kwazi, man. He going to get some ass tonight.
He going to a show.
Nikki was I feel like everybody's
saying. Hold that thought.
You're so right.
Save for the next one.
Yeah, y'all. All right, y'all. That was an amazing episode with Letters back in the building. Okay, y'all. I'm glad we got that going.
We're just going to have to plan around when I get out at 4:30 every day.
Definitely.
We're just going to have to plan around.
We can do emergency pods at different times. We can definitely figure it out.
True.
Yeah, exactly. I don't be doing shit.
You don't be doing nothing Friday. Call
not on Fridays.
Me.
Not on Fridays.
We can make it that day.
But all right, y'all. We catch y'all niggas on the flip.
Yeah, something, you know.
You niggas have a good weekend, a good evening, a good day. We out.
Tune in and lock in.